Let's talk to some educationalists now about how they think this decision to abandon the Leaving Cert and replace it with a system involving predictive grading is going to work. I want to start with somebody who's been a guest with us a couple of times recently on the programme, the principal of Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore in Dublin, Michelle O'Kelly. Michelle, I know you wanted to scrap the Leaving Cert, that it wasn't fair to have it in the end of July, early August. And having heard Joe McHugh talking about 90-minute exams rather than the real thing, I can see now why a lot of people wanted to get rid of it. But there's a big demand, it seems, going to be placed upon teachers to actually get the results right for all of the students. Do you think that the teachers of Ireland are going to be up for that?
Good evening, Matt, and thanks for having me on again. And having checked in with my colleagues today and other principal networks, I most definitely think that the teachers of Ireland are up for this. You know, if we look at what we've seen across the country since we entered into this pandemic, you know, we've asked our young doctors to graduate early, to go out onto the front line and to help us save lives. So we as teachers are also here to try and help our society and stand up to this challenge and work with each other and with the department to give our students the predictive grades that they deserve.
There will have to be a deal done, I presume, though, with the teachers' unions, the ASTI and the TUI, to get all of the teachers, because every teacher is going to have to do it. It won't be a question like some deciding they wanted to get involved in correcting exams or invigilating during the exams. This will have to be everybody who is a teacher.
Yeah, and, you know, considering this process has gone so far, I would presume that there have been talks, and I know that there have been talks with the different unions. Now, obviously, I'm not a union rep, so I can't comment on that. But in terms of the school that I work in and the staff that I'm working with, I can say that every member of staff is up for this and wants to engage so that our students can transition from second level to third level.
What happens if you'd had substitute teachers in, or maybe if you had maybe teachers out on maternity leave or whatever, or other reasons?
Yeah, we have those situations, Matt, but we work with a system, an online system for recording assessments. So it doesn't matter what teacher has been teaching our students. We have continuous assessments logged in that system, and parents already have access to that information. So we'll be using that system and all of our assessments to come up with our predictive grades.
Are you confident, though, that most, and I can't say all students, but the most students will get results that are fair to the work that they have put in during their school time?
I am, Matt. I have looked at the system that the department have put into their guidelines in detail, and the teacher and then the subject department, then the principal and then the appointed group by the Department of Education Skills. I am confident in the system, and I think, just like the minister, we have relieved a huge amount of angst for our young people, and that is the key, and we will work as professionals to get the grades that the students deserve as right as possible.
Dr. Kevin Williams, lecturer in education in Mater Dei, what do you make of this decision?
Well, no, Mater Dei is long gone.
Sorry.
Anyway, but that doesn't matter. Look, one of the things I find very encouraging is the sense in which the minister is trying to engage all the agents and all the people, all the parties. I like the way Michelle is talking as well. Again, she reflects, I think, some of that spirit that we find among the healthcare workers, where we have to do our best and we have to do something. We have to do our best for the young people. And it was obvious that public health considerations made it dangerous to proceed. Now, there's no simple solution to the crisis. That's exactly what the minister said in his right. And but I am concerned because, like, I've been following Twitter now. Up until yesterday, there was a whinge fest in favour of predictive grading. Today, there's a whinge fest in favour of the Leaving Cert. So it's impossible to satisfy everyone. but a good thing, though, is that assessment is based on performance across the board in all school subjects. So that builds in an element of control, which I think is, again, I'd use the word encouraging. It's not just one teacher deciding. It's a lot of teachers deciding across the board. And I think this is a positive dimension. But there are negative things, and I don't want to appear to be a me-all, because there's so many me-alls in the world now. It's going to be hard to avoid lengthy appeals from aggrieved students. One of the things I've experienced as head of a university department is the amount of aggrieved students who were putting in appeals. Many of them, most of them were without merit, and some of them were downright vexatious. And I think human beings can sometimes find it very hard to reconcile their ambitions with their abilities. And I'm afraid that this will open
or maybe that's their parents rather than the actual candidates.
I think it's the students themselves, because it's not just their parents. Obviously, the parents come into it as well. And by the way, another thing as well that people sometimes say is that, like in Germany, they have this system whereby the school does all the assessing. This assessment is school-based, not just teacher-predicted now. But appeal systems are thriving and flourishing in Germany, just as I'm afraid, as they are here, and as I think they'll become even more so.
We're getting quite a few messages coming in, sorry, from listeners who are in a situation whereby maybe they're more mature students who've gone back to do subjects where they were going to go and sit in an exam hall, but they can't actually have predictive grading, they fear. And we also have other subjects, sort of smaller minority subjects, foreign languages, Russian and Polish and whatever, where also it may be an issue. What can be done there?
Well, in fairness, I'm not a specialist in those areas, but those people who are doing, if they haven't got teachers at all, I don't know what's going to be done about it. But I think it's not beyond the wit and the resourcefulness of the Department of Education to come up with some system for them. I just don't know the answer, Matt. I'm sorry to have to be on the programme and say, I just don't know the answer.
Well, no, I'd prefer you gave an honest answer rather than bluffing your way through it. Okay, I want to bring in Professor Gary Murphy as well, who is one of your colleagues at Dublin City University. Gary, of course, will be very well known to listeners from his contributions on our election coverage. But first and foremost, he is a third level educator. What do you make of the way that the Leaving Cert is being handled and how it'll produce people to go to third level institutions if that's their choice, Gary?
Hi, Matt. I think the first question is easier to answer than the second. On the first, I think the department has done a reasonable job, and I think the minister has done a reasonable job. He made a good point earlier in your show about the importance of the Leaving Cert in Irish life and in Irish society. We use it for two things. One, we use it to end the sort of secondary cycle where students can then go to potential employers and the like with their certificate. And of course, we use it rather uniquely for entry into third level education. And I think this is where we this whole predictive grading or calculated grading comes into question, because while I watched it very closely today and listened to the minister, I would be worried certainly about part four of the process, which says marks and rankings will be submitted for national standardisations by the Department of Education, which will be examined and adjusted on using statistical methods to ensure a common national standard applied.
What does that mean, Gary?
It sounds very like school league tables to me, Matt, and I would be very worried about it. I mean, what happens if you have a school, you have an exceptional year, 1 year, and I know this actually, many years ago, a school I was very familiar with in Cork City was ranked first in the national tables and slipped the following year to something like 54th, basically underground. They had an exceptional year once, and I would be worried that not all students would be treated fairly if this national standardisation is used just simply as a statistical model. No, I'm not a model or a mathematician, thankfully, but I think we need to be very careful, and there needs to be full transparency. The great beauty of the Leaving Cert in one way is it's an anonymity, as the minister said, but also it's fair. It's not completely fair, obviously, because people have advantages and they can go to grind schools and, you know, they have better facilities at home. Some go to private schools, whatnot. Some get grinds, so it's not fair in that manner, but it is fair in the fact that all students sit the exam and they sit it at the same time, and it's anonymous, and I think that has been lost and that will be lost.
Actually, you've raised a very interesting point about grinds there, because an awful lot of teachers actually don't like some of their students going and getting grinds,
and of course,
thinking that they're doing stuff that they should have been doing in school. And with that, then I know every teacher is going to, or you would assume that the vast majority of teachers will be very honest in the way that they try and assess the members of their class. But is it not going to be asking a lot of them as well to put aside perhaps dislikes that they might have for the behaviour of a particular child.
Well, perhaps, but like on grind school, that is a very important point. Why do people go to grind schools? They go to grind schools for the most part, perhaps uniquely, to get a better grade. I mean, it's no more complicated than that. And we're not just talking about people who can afford to send their children to grind schools or kids who work part-time at the weekends. You know, lots of people who are very hard up make efforts to send kids to grind schools on the expectation that they will go up a grade, usually from the mocks to the leaving cert to 7. That cannot, in my view, be taken into account by teachers in a school. It's all but impossible, I would have thought. And that's why grind schools are flourishing. And this is not a defence of grind schools. It's simply to state the facts. So as long as they can come up with a fairness and transparency on process 4, I would have thought it's relatively fair. But we're testing as we go along. When, you know, as you would know, you should really do tests in advance now. We're in unprecedented times, so we can't. But that would be one of the worries I would certainly have as a third level educator.
Kevin Williams, would you be concerned about conscious or unconscious bias coming in when teachers and principals are putting together the marks for individuals and indeed for the class?
Yeah, of course, that's a danger, and that's why I think the kind of control system that the minister has introduced might help to attenuate some of that danger. But I just want to say something more kind of positive. I think that I was studying very closely the minister's proposals this afternoon, and I think that there's a role for an enhanced place of junior certificate results. Now, I'm not saying that's perfect, but I know they're going to be taken into account, but I would give them a much greater profile in the
results. Kevin, why? I mean, sure, lots of kids don't take the junior cert seriously, and a lot of them mature greatly in the transition year afterwards. If they go through transition year, can be entirely different children or young adults by the time they get to fifth and sixth year. Surely you wouldn't take the junior cert into account strongly.
Oh, yeah, yes, I would. I would take it into account. It is an indication of ability, and obviously people mature. I accept all those points, but there's no perfect solution, and I would give, if I were Minister for Education, thankfully I'm not, I would give an enhanced role to the results in the junior cert. And another thing I do as well, now this is going to be tricky because I ran this past a frontline hospital doctor, and he was very critical of it. I would have a 3-hour SAT exam for everybody, and I think it should be possible to maintain social distancing and have SAT exams for people who want to go to university. Now, for people who don't want to go to university, they needn't do them. We could use the system that we have with the school-based assessment for the Leaving Cert Applied and for those who just want to leave school. But I think there is room for another objective measure, and I think that would be a very strong possibility.
All right, I want to go back to the last word, Michelle O'Kelly, Principal of Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore. Have you heard from many of your students today?
Matt, we met our students on Zoom this morning at 11 o'clock, and of course we didn't have the details then, but we definitely knew that there was changes afoot. We had an idea what they were going to be. And when I say that, when the minister referred to the massive angst that students were experiencing, it disappeared from their faces, Matt, in front of us on the screen. And, you know, they became giddy with relief. Of course they've got worries, new worries about what the predicted grades will be, but there was a visible sense of relief. We got to chat to them, they relaxed, we got to play a bit of music with them and have a little bit of fun with them. And the message we gave them was, this weekend is to close the laptop, be proud of yourselves and relax, and we'll regroup when our school has met and decided on how best to predict our students' grades.
I hope you told them the social distance as well and not go beyond 5 kilometres from home, Michelle.
We most definitely did. But I'd say there's a lot of relieved teenagers around the country tonight who really
Michelle
want to
O'Kelly.
Enjoy themselves.
Thank you very much from Mercy Secondary School. Dr. Kevin Williams, who is from the School of Education and DCU, and Professor Gary Murphy from the School of Law and Government at DCU. Thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.